Welcome in this special Saturday edition of On Texas Football. It's Big Visit Weekend over on the 40 Acres. CJ and I, however, we're at River Place Country Club for the Cole Pittman Charity Golf Tournament, which we're so excited to be at. A great cause. I cover Cole Pittman's recruitment out of Shreveport Evangel years and years ago when I was young in this business. So it's awesome to be here. The great event Todd Hunt puts on, BJ Johnson, Sloan, Roy Williams, all those guys. So it's awesome to be here. Obviously, big, huge visit weekend, CJ. One of the things we're starting with today is who's hosting who. We know Texas fans, you guys love to hear who's hosting who. All right, so we just got another one. By the way, Zena is hosting Smith Orogbo.
There we go.
Which makes some sense. But we're going to take you down this list of who's hosting who. I'll let you start, CJ. Well, who do you want to start with?
I think we have to start with DeCorian Moore.
Yeah.
Right? He's the big name on campus. He's kind of that headliner, the number one wide receiver in the country, requested to be hosted by Ryan Wingo. A bit of a surprise there. I think most would have anticipated that to be Colin Simmons. However, five-star wide receivers stick with five-star wide receivers, so it makes sense as well. We'll dive into his recruitment, what he was able to get into here in a bit as well.
Yeah.
Certainly, I wanted to get your take on that. That's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, but I think it tells you how DeCorian's thinking, too. He wants to spend the weekend being hosted by a guy that plays wide receiver and went through this recruiting process and had a difficult process. His went on longer, and Missouri made a big run. He ends up at Texas, right? But a guy that was close with Arch during the recruiting process, mm-hmm. and that Steve Sarkisian personally recruited in Ryan Wingo through his wide receiver coaching change. So I think that actually shows a lot of football instincts by DeCorian Moore here, that this is the guy you want to talk to. This is the guy that you want to host you this weekend. Then also receiver, Jonte Cook is hosting Kelshon Johnson out of Hitchcock. Thought that was interesting. Other receivers, Parker Livingstone is hosting Dalen McCutcheon, and then Ryan Niblett's hosting Andrew Marsh. But Jonte Cook hosting Kelshon Johnson. If Texas fans are wondering, well, how this receiver shake and these numbers going to shake out, you don't have Jonte host somebody you don't really want.
Yeah, I think you can kind of read between the lines here, specifically with Sarkisian calling Kelshon Sunday, trying to get in touch with him following the Texas A&M visit. And, of course, now with Jonte hosting him, that kind of speaks volumes to me in where he kind of sits on this Texas wide receiver board. Of course, trying to kind of silence some of that Texas A&M momentum from a week ago. Going to be key. One way to do that is to put him in touch with Jonte Cook. That's a big one for me. And, of course, moving to the offensive line, Daniel Cruz, he's a charm to speak with. He's a great kid to be around, hosting John Mills, coming in from St. Ignatius Prep out in San Francisco, California. I mean, that's a big-time recruitment. Texas has been involved with him for a long time. Atop of that list there, Daniel Cruz, great host pick for me.
Yeah, and Daniel Cruz, that he's already showing leadership, and it also tells you what Kyle Flood and Steve Sarkisian think about Daniel Cruz, that they have him. He's hosted multiple guys now on visits, and he just got to Texas in January. That's what a center does, leader of an offensive line with a great personality. Daniel Cruz, as you guys, Texas fans know, one of my favorite guys Texas has recruited in the last couple of years. Then along the offensive line also, Lamont Rogers requested Trevor Goosby. I guess they kind of hit it off at some point here on an April visit. So Lamont Rogers requested Trevor Goosby on the offensive line, which is interesting as well. Then we have not heard who Nick Brooks' host is, but he better be very big. I mean, we would think Cam Williams may be the only guy that can host him, but we haven't had that confirmed yet.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Texas has gone down the rabbit hole of big humans. That's exactly Nick Brooks. We got to see him arrive in Austin yesterday, and let me tell you, 6'7", what, 355 maybe?
That's legitimate 6'7", guys. If we took his shoes off and measured him at Bergstrom Airport, he'd have been 6'7", 355. No shoes, didn't matter. All right, CJ, here's a big one for me. CJ to CJ. Cedric Baxter, CJ Baxter, is hosting Brandon Brown. Okay, CJ Baxter, a one-time FSU commitment early in his process out of the Orlando, Florida area, hosting Texas D-line commitment Brandon Brown out of Melbourne, Egalley High School there. Same area, hour away. But Texas having CJ Baxter host Brandon Brown I think is interesting, and I think that's actually really smart because Cedric Baxter obviously loves his decision to come to the University of Texas over all national programs.
You know what's going to be interesting in CJ Baxter's tenure at Texas is how they use him right? You know, we saw Texas use Bijan Robinson as kind of the face of the program. Anytime they had big junior days or visit days on campus, he was the guy leading a panel. He was, you know, all smiles basically leading the way. I kind of see that right now with CJ Baxter. Look back a week ago. Who hosted Javion Hilson when he was on campus at Texas? It was CJ Baxter. He's doubling up again this weekend. The staff is trusting him with a number of big-time recruits coming in. Obviously, the Florida connection is key here, but he's certainly a good face and representation for the program. And, again, you mentioned it. He's very happy with his decision to come to Texas and, again, trying to add to that Florida-Texas pipeline. Right now, this is a big recruitment with Brandon Brown as well. Jerry, but there's another one I wanted to mention, more so from Georgia. That's Kevin Wynn.
Yeah.
And being hosted by Aaron Bryant. Maybe a surprise, but, hey, absolutely a guy that's been around the program a little bit. Got to know Kenny Baker and what he can do as a coach as well. This is a big recruitment for Kevin Wynn and the Longhorns. Being hosted by a veteran.
Yeah, I actually like that pick by Texas because Aaron Bryant's a smaller town outside of Memphis recruit, right? So was Austin going to be too big for him on his official visit? You kind of go back to his recruitment, and I think Aaron Bryant obviously is very happy with his decision to come to the University of Texas and can speak to Kevin Wynn as a guy that also made visits to Georgia and around other SEC programs. FSU was in on him as well. So there's some similar recruiting programs, and there's some similarity there that they're both smaller town kids. I mean, obviously, Aaron Bryant was just south of Memphis at South Haven. But there's some similarities there in the SEC region. So, and then, all right, let's move to – we mentioned Smith Orogbo being hosted by Zena Umozulu. That doesn't surprise us really. Let's go to linebacker.
Yeah, linebacker's a big one.
Riley Pettijohn being hosted by Anthony Hill. And why that really struck me is two reasons, CJ. One, yes, it's obvious that's who you'd want, the recruited DFW guy from – that was Anthony Hill's from Denton Ryan, Riley Pettijohn at McKinney. But Anthony Hill was an A&M flip.
Yeah.
And A&M's trying to make a huge run and be the competition for Texas on four-star Riley Pettijohn.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's – again, you see the similarities. You can draw the strings between one and another recruits and their host. I mean, I think that's interesting there. Anthony Hill's kind of in that same boat as CJ Baxter. You know, from an in-state perspective, a guy that's won a state championship, big-time five-star name. He carries weight. Folks in the DFW area know him, especially in the linebacking room, like Anthony Hill, Elijah Barnes as well. They all kind of know one another in that sense. So they have the connection previously coming into the weekend. And going back to Jonte Cook, you know, you can kind of tell who is being maybe not prioritized, but certainly given that number one look at a host. Anthony Hill is, you know, a top guy for me as well. And then Jonathan Cunningham.
Yeah.
Of course, Ty Anthony Smith, you talk about late A&M flip. There's another one. Utah made a good impression a week ago. There was questions whether or not Texas was going to go all in for Jonathan Cunningham coming into the week. I think they are, of course, with Ty Anthony Smith being his host, a guy that late Texas made a great impression with last cycle.
So I wouldn't have thought Ty Anthony Smith would be a host of a player this early. So for Texas fans, that means the Texas staff really likes what they see and hear from Ty Anthony Smith as an early enrollee who had a good spring. He's just got to add some, as Rod Babers said, add that armor on that frame, but so does Jonathan Cunningham. So they're going to be looking at each other, talking about what this Texas strength and conditioning program has done for Ty Anthony, what it could do for Jonathan Cunningham. I failed to mention at edge, Lance Jackson being hosted by Baron Sorrell, right? Perfect. One of the few times Baron Sorrell's looking up at an edge saying, golly, you're big, man. I mean, that's Lance Jackson right now. He may be the best looking edge physically at Texas, including the players this weekend.
I mean, that photo of him and Sark, I'm still kind of taken aback by it. That's a physically impressive kid as well. So I'm excited to see what returns out of that with Baron Sorrell. Of course, that's a leader in the program. That's a guy that's been around the block here at Austin a number of times. That's a great connection to kind of, again, just instill what Texas is all about. But Jerry, let's talk about what's going on today.
Yeah.
And so players got in last night. They had dinner. They were able to kind of be, you know, see the city a little bit before their official visits. Obviously, they got in uniform, saw the Lamborghinis. They did all the charades today. Of course, a little more time with Sarkisian one-on-one. And then off to Topgolf a little bit later in the afternoon.
Yeah, Topgolf around 2. We're at Topgolf right now. Again, we're at River Place Country Club. I'm sure there's some Texas fans who have played here before. Absolutely unbelievable golf course. We're here for the Cole Pittman Charity Golf Tournament, which Todd Hunt, former Texas player, play. Richardson, J.J. Pearson High School, by the way, and his buddies, they do a great job here. Sloan, Thomas, B.J. Johnson, very much involved in this on an annual basis. Just a great event here. But, yeah, the players, the visitors will be going off the Top Golf. They've been going through the Texas experience this morning, which is strength and conditioning, meetings with the head coach, just nutritionists, all that. Then they'll have some room meetings with position room meetings once again this afternoon. They did that yesterday as well. So they get two bites off that apple this weekend. But CJ, any notes early on what you've, I think there's some guys that have come into this weekend as Texas leans. We're hearing some really positive things. I'm not ready to drop a high yet, but, you know, stay tuned. But CJ, there's some bits, some nuggets so far.
Yeah, definitely. I think DeCorian Moore has certainly been receiving his fair share of welcome from the Texas staff. Yesterday, going into the photo shoots as well, when you go into the locker room, you get all dolled up, you know, you go through the photo shoots. He and his brothers were in there. They were able to get involved in the photo shoots as well. So that was really encouraging, as well as the team kind of departs, or the recruits head out to dinner. Most kids get in the shuttles, they get with their families, and they get bussed off to dinner. Well, it was Steve Sarkisian that was chauffeuring DeCorian Moore around. So it kind of gives you an idea exactly of how he's being treated on the visit. I would expect nothing less.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, we've talked about how important wide receiver is in this cycle and where Texas could potentially go with it, with a number of five stars in contention for spots in this class. DeCorian Moore being the number one guy in the country, it makes sense. Sarkisian's making this a personal recruitment as well. So we'll see if there's any more this afternoon.
And so, again, 16 official visitors on campus this weekend. We're hearing some positive things. It's a Texas official visit, right? You're going to hear positive things. We expect there to be two or three guys that tell Texas they're coming this weekend. Now, when those guys announce, that's on their timelines. There's more visits to be had. But, again, Texas official visit weekend here. Wrap it up midpoint today. They go to Top Golf. They've been going through the Texas experience. They'll have some position meetings later. Then they'll have dinner, spend some time with the host. The parents will have, I believe, the boat cruise tonight with the Texas staff. So a lot going on the Texas official visit weekend. It's a big weekend for the Longhorns. Look, then there's some other news, right? I mean, one of Texas' top targets at tight end, Keyote Armstrong, commits to A&M on his visit yesterday. Yep. So that knocks out a tight end Texas really liked. They have Amari Winston committed. They had Caleb Edwards in last week. And I think Nick Townsend is the number one tight end on the board for the Longhorns. But Keyote Armstrong, a guy that Texas would have liked to have, he was scheduled to come in next week, and he commits to A&M.
It makes that Nick Townsend recruitment all the more important.
Yeah.
As well, of course, Amari Winston will be coming in next weekend as well. So Texas, again, they got one in the boat right now at tight end. Adding a second has been the plan all along. We'll see exactly what happens with Nick Townsend. But right now, you have to imagine he's going to be the guy that Texas puts all the chips in the basket for next week and whenever he makes his trip down to Austin.
And in closing today, we got a little something special. Yesterday, Rod Babers broke down DeCorian Moore, and that was on our video yesterday. Today, it's going to be big Nick Brooks, offensive lineman from Iowa. Big. Rod Babers gives his thoughts on Nick Brooks. Thank you very much, Texas fans, for joining in on Texas Football today. For CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton. Enjoy your Saturday, and we'll have a lot more from the big official visit weekend.
And enjoy this view.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's better than this view.
Hey, what's up, folks? Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers here. Here to give you my evaluation of Nick Brooks, the offensive tackle out of Iowa. First off, big humans. Big, huge, humongous humans. This kid, 6'7", close to 350 pounds, and he actually carries it really well, too. What I love about him, he's a mauler. I think that's my first note when I put on him. The guy is a mauler, and he should. I mean, he's obviously probably more than half the size, more than 100 pounds more than some of the guys he's playing up against. But I love his attitude. He's got a nasty disposition. I need my offensive lineman to play with some nasty. He plays with some nasty. He is trying to finish a block. I'm sure he finishes his meals. One of those guys, hey, I'm going to finish my plate, and I'm going to finish my block. And you can tell, 6'7", 345. But I love the way he takes pride in finishing off a block and making sure that if it's a pancake, he's gonna finish it to the end. If it's just a simple down block. This guy's going to try to basically crash down the whole side of that defensive line. So I love that. That's something that I don't know if all offensive linemen have that. I think that's something that's kind of natural. Not saying they won't be great offensive linemen and have really good technique and be fundamental, but to play with a nasty streak. I remember my man Casey Stutter telling me, well, the great offensive lineman in Texas football history. He said, man, football's a 60-minute fight. He said, and you have to embrace that if you're an offensive lineman, because you got to fight on every damn play. And he's one of those guys, I think, embraces that echo of the whistle type player. There's a lot of pancakes as a result, as I said, because he plays to the echo of the whistle. I love that he actually has a decent pad level for a player of his size. Usually guys 6'7", 345, they play extremely high because he's 6'7", 345, really hadn't learned how to play with elite pad level just yet. But he's still a little bit too high, his pad level is, but I think that's just natural because of his frame. And sometimes that can affect his lower base a little bit and leverage. But this is a guy also, you know, I think he can play better with his hands. Sometimes he'll catch some of those defenders and wrestle with them instead of delivering the blow and delivering the punch. But he is powerful. You can tell. I mean, he is just a powerful, big athlete. And I think that's what, more importantly, Kyle Flood and Sark love about him. That's why the upside is so high, is because of how powerful he is. And, you know, he is, like I say, ragdolling these high school defenders. Like I said, I know he probably weighs 100 more pounds than these guys, but he's ragdolling this bunch. And you cannot, he's got things you just cannot coach, right? You can't coach 6'7", 345. You can't really coach a nasty disposition. I can't tell you how many offensive linemen I've been told by coaches, like, man, he's got all the physical tools, but he doesn't have the attitude of an offensive lineman. He doesn't have that nasty streaking disposition. This young man has that. He's got a powerful, powerful base. Like I said, once he learns how to deliver a blow, once he learns how to, you know, play with a little bit better pad level because of just how big he is, he's got to overemphasize the pad level, low pad level wins. He's going to be a problem. Like I said, he's raw. I mean, he's extremely raw for an offensive lineman. So this is a young man that I can see why Texas likes him. You can see why they love him. That's a great, great video of him right there using his hands in pass protection. So he's actually a lot more skilled at 6'7", 345 than you would think. And I think that's what the coach is. The raw materials is what they really love about him, that jumps off the screen. So that's my eval of Nick Brooks, the offensive lineman out of Iowa. They breed him differently there in Iowa. And I think that's just the way that Kyle Flood likes him. Big, humongous humans.